We've looked at how some cities handle waste, but what about you? Do you know what can and can't be recycled? Which bin do you use for your Starbucks cups, your wrapping paper, or your greasy pizza box? Valley Public Radio's Laura Sitsui spoke to the expert behind Fresno's Public Utilities Instagram to find out how she's using social media to appeal to your good sense.
Sitlali Ocampo, you are the outreach coordinator with Fresno's Department of Public Utilities. Thanks for being with us, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
So you have been described as the Instagram guru for the Fresno's for the Department of Public Utilities. But can you explain for listeners who might not be following you on Instagram, what does that mean? What does your job entail?
Okay, so what that exactly means is I am responsible for creating the content that you see when you're sliding through your phone for that account, responding and engaging with followers, just being as active as we can on Instagram and their other platforms to serve and educate residents of Fresno.
And so I know a lot of the ways that could work is people, you mentioned answering questions and responding. What are some of the common questions that you do get about trash and recycling?
I would say probably our most common question, it's not one specific question in regards to trash and recycling. It's more of can or can I not recycle this? And if I can't, why not? There's a lot of things that residents and myself, even before I started working on this account, thought could be recycled. So you're like you're hoping it can be, and you're like, oh, they'll figure it out. But in reality, sometimes it can't, and things change with that, laws with China and everything. So I would say more of just answering specific items that can and can't be. We've had everything from baby formula containers, to antifreeze cans. So,
well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I actually wanted to ask you a number of questions about what you can and can't recycle. I've been collecting suggestions from my coworkers. And so, first of all, I brought a couple of things. The first is the infamous Starbucks cup. I have a hot one because it's cold outside. Is this recyclable? It looks like it's cardboard. I feel like I can, but is it?
Like you just said, an average person would look at it and be like, it's cardboard. I can rinse it out. It's recyclable. I don't believe that is recyclable. And the reason for that is because some of the waxing on the inside plays into how it's broken down in the facility. So our recommendation for that item is for you to actually bring your cup and you get a discount. So you save the planet and you save money. So there's nothing really better than that.
So actually avoid disposable cups if you can. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. What about the cold ones? What about the plastic cups and the straws? And
Same. Yeah. So we actually did a campaign on... We called it hashtag can I recycle this to encourage people to ask us, can I not recycle this? And one of the items was actually the cold Starbucks beverage cup. And people were shocked when we said you couldn't because they were like, oh, my God, I've been throwing it in the recycling bin or cart, for a really long time. But that also is not, as well as plastic straws. They cannot be, recycled.
Another one that my coworker gave me was her coconut water container, which is like plastic, but also cardboard. And I'm wondering if there are rules about you mentioned like the lining being not recyclable or hard to probably, take apart. So I don't know. Is this one blue bin acceptable or no?
Sometimes a really good tip is to look at the bottom of the product and it has a number associated with it. So it's probably like 1, 4, 3, 2. I think they go up to 7. It might be even more. We've seen 7. And sometimes products will let you know the material it's made out of to know if it is or isn't recyclable. And then you can use that information. If you Google it and you go onto the website, you can figure it out.
One of the things that I was considering since we are going into this holiday season is I feel like when you give gifts, you end up giving a lot of trash at the same time. Do you guys have any tips or are you planning on, giving any suggestions on how to wrap things without being wasteful or what do you do with your wrapping paper? Is that recyclable?
Yeah. So we actually did like a holiday highlight that's going to be coming up and we give tips on the tissue paper and the wrapping paper that you can use because most of the time, as sucky as it sounds, the really pretty paper that everyone likes, you can't recycle that, right? So we give tips on alternatives that you can also use a scarf to wrap something. Instead of buying like a gift bag, you can carry it in a tote bag. that you can continue to use and things like that.
So maybe just having sort of intuitive, like, we're not finding disposable ideas, but maybe reusable and things that last longer than a single use.
Yes.
Even wrapping, not just your coffee beverage.
Yes, exactly.
What do you do with your Christmas tree? Is that like a green bin thing or what is it?
It is a green bin thing, but you can't throw the entire tree in the cart. You have to, I believe you have to cut it up into 3 feet
long sections.
Thank you. 3 feet long sections to make it easier, obviously, for it to fit in the cart. So it's not a bother to any pedestrians passing by or anything like that. But also it just makes it easier for the city to decompose all of that in.
Interesting. Very cool. Beyond maybe checking out the Instagram, like, what are some of the ways that we can like ask these questions and find out what those rules are? Is there a website that we can be checking a lot?
Yeah. So other than following, it's called the public utilities platforms. Social platforms are called Fresno DPU. So other than following them on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, you can also go online and look up the website. Just type in City of Fresno Public Department of Public Utilities, and within that'll pull up the homepage, and the homepage is broken up into pretty much anything and everything you could think of. From literally, we have a category that's called "Can I recycle this?" or "What is recyclable? What belongs in the green, gray, blue cart?" So that is a really good source of information, and it also offers, we provide the number to call in case you have any questions or you're just curious, you want to get more knowledge on something. We provide that on our social platforms, but you can also get that information from the website. And each division has their specific number to call and ask about specific questions.
I guess what's maybe the overall message that you're trying to convey when when people are asking you questions like, can I recycle this? Or is it just about like empowering like Fresno citizens? Mm-hmm. Or what are you guys hoping to accomplish here?
I would say the goal, well, there's a couple goals. First of all, it's to really educate our residents on what can and can't be recycled. Then taking that goal one step further, and what should be placed within each cart. There's 3 different carts, but there's a lot of confusion as to which items actually belong into which cart. So that would probably be our second objective. And then the third is to really just encourage our residents and to get them. My goal is for them to see a different side of trash and recycles, not just get this out of my sight. It's more of really thinking about what you're holding in your hand, what you could potentially see out on the street, because not everyone throws their trash into the trash cart, right? And to really just show them that there's another alternative. You can still live the life that you want, but you don't have to create as much waste.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Citlali Ocampo. She's with the City of Fresno's Department of Public Utilities marketing team, and part of that includes running their social media and helping them get that message out. And you can find her and their work through their Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fresno DPU. So, Citlali, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.